Child care providers in Wisconsin are waiting on next steps after the Trump administration said it would freeze federal child care funding. It's Monday, January 5th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, Milwaukee Judge Hannah Dugan has resigned after she was convicted of a felony. And Wisconsin lawmakers react to the capture of the Venezuela president and his wife. Stay with us.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
The Trump administration is threatening to freeze federal funds for child care across all 50 states. That's in response to allegations of fraud at Minnesota daycares. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, Wisconsin providers already navigate a fragile system.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says it will withhold child care subsidies until states prove that they are spending them, quote, legitimately. Ruth Schmidt is the executive director of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Association. She says Wisconsin has a strong system for complying with reporting requirements and that there's a safety net for families that use subsidies known as Wisconsin Shares. But she says this could be a blow to a child care ecosystem where there are already not enough slots for every kid who needs one.
You lose one of those programs because they can't pay their bills because they don't get their subsidy payment or it's been cut, you're going to see programs needing to close their doors.
For now, providers have more questions than answers about what's next and are hoping for more information in the coming days. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The United States hit Venezuela with a large-scale strike over the weekend. The operation led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Now Wisconsin lawmakers are reacting to the decision. Statements issued Saturday from members of Wisconsin congressional delegation includes Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. She says this decision, quote, puts American troops in harm's way with no transparency, justification, or a clear path forward. Republican Representative Brian Stiles said Maduro contributed to the overdose deaths of thousands of Americans each year. Republican Representative Derek Van Orden said this operation sends a clear message to America's adversaries, harming U.S. citizens carries consequences. At a Sunday press conference, President Donald Trump said the U.S. government would run the country at least temporarily and was already doing so. The U.S. Olympic speed skating trials took place in Milwaukee over the weekend. Around 80 of the fastest skaters in the nation competed at the Pettit National Ice Center for the four-day competition. It's the last chance they'll have to win a spot on the U.S. team to compete in the Winter Olympics in Italy next month. Marissa Werner is the director of Sports Milwaukee.
These are athletes who have trained all year long for years on end and have had to qualify to get to this point.
It's the third time in a row the Pettit Center is hosting the trials. Matt Corman is the long track program director for U.S. speed skating.
The crowds are unmatched. It's really rare in the U.S. to get a speed skating audience like they have here.
A Milwaukee County judge is stepping down after being convicted last month of helping a man evade immigration enforcement. Sarah Lear has the update.
66-year-old Hannah Dugan submitted her immediate resignation on Saturday morning. In December, a jury found the longtime judge guilty of obstructing an official proceeding. That charge is a felony. In April, immigration agents came to the Milwaukee County Courthouse to arrest a man for being in the country illegally. After the agents arrived, Dugan led the man through a side door of her courtroom. The day after the verdict against Dugan, Wisconsin's top legislative Republicans announced they would start impeachment proceedings against her unless she resigned immediately. In her resignation letter, Dugan indicated she is still planning to try and overturn her conviction. But she said she was stepping down after a decade on the bench to avoid a, quote, partisan fight in the state legislature. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The U.S. women's hockey team is heading to the Winter Olympics and has deep ties to Wisconsin. There are four current and two former Badgers on the roster, and the head coach is a Fox Valley native. UW-Madison six players are the most of any school in the country. It's also the most for the Badgers since seven were on the 2010 Olympic team. Current Badger Layla Edwards will be the first Black woman to compete for the U.S. Women's Olympic team. The squad will be coached by NIDA native John Robleski. The opening ceremony is scheduled for February 6th. The event will run until closing ceremony on February 22nd. A growing number of Yemeni coffee shops have opened up in the Milwaukee area over the past several months. Evan Casey has more.
The coffee shops are known for their unique drinks and late hours. Six have opened up in the Milwaukee area since early 2024. While they're open to all, the shops often serve as nighttime gathering places for people from the Muslim community who don't drink alcohol. Sahar Hamid is the co-owner of Haraz Coffee House in Oak Creek.
We have seen so many people from all over town, and they're like, we drove 30 minutes, some people drove an hour.
Fazia Qureshi is the executive director of the Wisconsin Muslim Civic Alliance. She says the shops are opening up people to new cultures.
Sharing that history of coffee and Yemeni heritage, or even the Islamic heritage, which builds understanding and connection across these communities.
A Yemeni coffee shop also just recently opened in Madison. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up after the break, we'll get a take a look at your weather forecast. That's right after this.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Taking a look at your Monday forecast, mostly cloudy today and a little warmer than usual, with high temperatures in the 30s across the state, light winds and no snow or rain expected. And then tonight, cloudy with low temperatures in the 20s and 30s. Meanwhile, a winter weather advisory is in effect tonight for some parts of western Wisconsin as a wintry mix moves in overnight and makes its way easterly across the state. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. Our producer today was Rob Menser. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.